Praise the Lord.
Radio.
And thank you, and thank you for joining us from the Blog Talk today, giving us the access to millions upon millions of people and this prayer line. Amen. I understand by their figures, not by mine. I have never suggested any figures here, but there are over 100 million different listeners, and I want to thank you for joining in and listening. All you hear about is Jesus, because we're sold out to him. He's the reason for every season. And I just want you to know that we love you, and we do recognize you as a great person, important person. I know you're busy, and for you to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning means that Jesus is important to you. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you and bless your holy name. God, to me, one of the greatest privileges is to come before you. Actually, the greatest privilege is to come before you. You have millions of children, and you're so busy, but you've never been too busy to receive me and to hear my cry. I just want to tell you I appreciate it. Little things have become so important to me now, and I just appreciate anything that you do for the people first and for me. I do ask you to forgive me for anything I've done that I didn't know, Lord. Forgive me, I'm sorry. Any sin of omission, I just try my best, Lord. And help me, I pray. And then I pray that you clean the line up, any sins on the line. Forgive all sins in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Ghost take over the line in the name of Jesus and bless the people in a bountiful way. Have compassion on the people and help everyone, Lord. Now, I'm asking you to give miracles on this prayer line. God, our heart goes out to people. Oh, my God, they're hurting so badly all over the world. And we feel the pain. And God, I just ask for help. They're hurting economically. They're hurting in their relationships. And they're hurting in their mental capacity, Lord. Hurting on their job, hurting in the home. Hurting in their family life, God. Families are hurting. Mother against daughter and father against son. People are suing their siblings and their children, anything. People are hurting, God, and we need your help. We look to you because there is only one and true God. You, God. You. You who helped Jehoshaphat. You who helped Paul. You who helped Moses, God, and you who helped the people on this prayer line, and you who helped me. I'm asking you to continually help me, I pray. Give me wisdom that I might be a blessing to the people. Give me your ultra awesome wisdom only sent by you, God. And we'll be grateful and with it gracious to be a blessing to the people. Now, God, bless us today. In an ultra-awesome way. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Circumference your people with your love and your grace and your mercy. Oh, God, thank you for what you've done already. And we look forward to what you're going to do this year because you said to me, tell the people that this is a year of victory. I didn't get it from anybody else. I got it from you on my knees. You said, tell the people, this is a year. This will be a year of victory. And we claim the victory. Thank you. We have the victory. And we thank you for it. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. And God bless all of you. on this prayer line. Good morning to you. Y'all are quick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Come on, y'all. Good morning to you. Amen. I'm walking in the room. Amen. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning, all of you on the prayer line. Amen. I don't know. Y'all must be a little sleep here. Amen. Because I'm speaking and not many people are saying good morning. Amen. So I'm looking to hear you. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you very much. Amen. God bless all of you. He's waiting. Believe me, the Lord is waiting. He inhabits the praises of his people. So he's waiting to hear your praise for him. Not many people around the world are praising him at 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And he's waiting on his praise. Are you going to give it to him? All right, let's give him the praise. Amen. When I say praise check, that means come on in. You don't have to wait on nobody. Praise check, everybody. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your mouth and praise.
Thank you,
Lord.
Good
enough for your praise. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your beauty.
Thank
you for your mercy.
Thank
you for being so kind.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything that you have.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody, and thank you so much. I want to apologize to you. Amen. Sometimes, there's no excuse, but, you know, I do realize that it's early in the morning, and sometimes I have been a little terse, and I want to be more compassionate on you. Amen. It's been because, you know, I know that you recognize the saints of God, you should do it, that you should really speak up for the Lord, because this is rehearsal. I used to travel a whole lot, maybe do 200 engagements a year, and some of the people I ran into on my travels where we did concerts together were the who was it? From Texas. I'll get their name in just a moment. They used to sing this song, "This is just a rehearsal. When we get to heaven, we're going to really sing." And the keynotes, gospel keynote. And let me tell you something. This is just a rehearsal. Amen. You don't have to be so formal or anything. Just come on in and give God glory and give God praise. Because when we get to heaven, that's what we're going to do, praise the Lord. Amen. So that was mighty good, amen, this morning. Can y'all do a little better? Amen. And let's praise him for 1 minute, amen, here. And after 1 minute, we're going to come in, and then we're going to have our what we call, I'm going to ask Ambassador Stith this morning if she would do what we call loosing blessings upon our family and upon our life. Loosing the blessings. Amen. So let's try that again. Let's give God praise one more time and give him your best praise. Amen. Because that would be unusual for you to wake up in the morning like this and give him your best praise. But I'll find out about God when you open up and do things for him that are unusual and give him your best praise. He'll turn around and do something spectacular for you. I mean, try. Just try. 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 All right. Praise check right now. Praise check. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. All right, praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to move to another form of praise here. I'm going to ask Ambassador Stith. Are you there, Ambassador Stith? Amen.
Yes, sir. There? Chief Ambassador. Yes, I am present.
All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And let me just release the line to you. Take us into that loosing the blessings upon ourselves, upon our family. God said he wanted us as much as possible, every day if possible, loose blessings upon ourselves. I would say that's an act of compassion. He's not saying loose blessings on him. He's already the blessed one. But loose blessings on ourselves. How do we loose blessings? Well, I'm going to let you take it from there. God bless you. It's in your hand.
Praise God. Good morning, everyone, and good morning to Chief and the entire First family and all of the friends that are listening this morning. And Chief, maybe I misunderstood your assignment on yesterday. You said release blessings. I was going to explain something a little in an expository way to get the people of God to release and open up their mouths and release the blessings. Is that all right, or did I misunderstand?
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay.
No, you got it. Just release those blessings, okay?
Praise God. And saints of God, thank you. And if you would just attentively, and you know I get so worked up in the Holy Ghost when I get up, so I'm going to ask God for a calm spirit. It's something I wanted to share with you. First, when I am praying, when I'm getting ready to enter to the throne of grace, I strip self, denied. And we know that. But I just want to go strictly into some straight little warfare nuggets. I think it's very important that you know these, and that when the Bible says binding and loosing, on yesterday I talked about briefly, whatever you bind in the Greek word bind means put your foot on. Leo, loose. Put, bind, whatever you deal is bind, put your foot on it, fasten down on this earth. God is saying, I'm already agreeing with you in heaven. I've already done that in heaven, but I need you to do it here and on earth. And whatever you release, Greek word luo, set free, untie, release it in the atmosphere. He said, I have already done that over 2,000 years ago for you. So I need you to understand this. When you look at binding and loosing, it says, whatsoever we bind on this earth is already bound in heaven. Okay, there's something that a lot of times we miss. When you look at the word heaven in the Greek, you'll find another word called the air. Is where the spirit dwells. Everybody say spirit dwells. The Bible also says that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. This isn't referring to the heavens as in the place where God resides. And this is a realm, what I'm talking about, but rather a realm. But the Bible lets us know we're seated there with him. We are humans. We're above the angels and demons, but as believers, we are now seated above the angelic realm and seated with Christ. I want you to get a mindset who you are here before I take you here. But also in the realm of the air, there's principalities that the enemy sets up that you have to break through these realms. Amen. So he's given us the power in the word to bind and to loose. And so when I am getting ready to pray all the time, I bind and I bind what is on this earth, whatever you're going through, whatever the enemy tried to hold your family down with, snatch from you. Glory to God. You find in the word where God has already released you from that. The problem is if you've got fear, he said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and sound mind. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I never get to the place in the Bible where we are praying, hallowed be thy name. I'm worshiping God. God, you're so wonderful. You're my shalom. You're my peace. You're my Eliel Young. You're my Jehovah Tistanu. I'm praying. praising and worshiping him, and then I'm turning around and saying, bind the devil. Bind. Well, I'm worshiping him for who he is. He's already done that. So I don't want you all to get mixed up here when we take him here and then we start saying all this other stuff. No, we say what the word says because he's listening to your word. He'll listen to your cry. Amen. So I bind, I loose. And if you would just write these words down and remember when you're praying, I decree, I declare, that's what the word says. I can command, that's what the word says. I release in the word, that's what the word says. I denounce in the name of Jesus. I cast the devil out in the name of Jesus. Break every yoke. I bind, I release, I bound. The devil is bound, amen. Bind. Release, loose, I decree, I declare, I command, I release, I denounce in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going through this really, really quick. I need you to get something else in the word of God. So when you go through those spheres and realms, there's triads. There's a first triad. There's a realm up above you where the spiritual wickedness is. And that's the stuff that the enemy tried to attack you with, to put you in a place where you are praying. And when you are going through things, he casts things down in your mind, and your depression and all kinds of things of the enemy will come to you, will make you feel impotent in everything that you do, that you're impoverished, that you're empty inside, that you're vacant. And but the Lord says, I am with you. That's the word. Lord, I thank you this morning that you're with me. I thank you, oh God, that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. God, I thank you that your word says I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I thank you, God, over my family. I'm speaking because greater is he that is in me and he that is in the world. So what I'm going to say next is this. Revelation 19 and 15 says, tell us to do this. Release the sword out of your mouth against the enemy. Write it down. Why I'm doing this, I'm releasing the sword out of your mouth against the enemy. Psalms 149 and 6 says, I release the two-edged sword to execute judgment that is written against the enemy. Hallelujah. I bind and rebuke every spirit that come against me and my family this morning in the name of Jesus. In Psalms 59 and 11, scatter the enemy by your power. He's given all of us power. Says this morning, God, I thank you that I have my spiritual armor on. According to Ephesians, God, I put the helmet of salvation on. I'm not going to let any negativity come against me to snatch anything from me. I have my helmet on. I have my breastplate on, and that's the shield, my breastplate. So the enemy, when he comes with the fiery darts, they're going to bounce and ricochet back against him. And I have on the shield. I have on my breastplate. I have my loins are girded about with truth. I have the two-edged sword, which is coming out of my mouth this morning. God, I thank you this is the day that the Lord has made. And I am rejoicing. And I am being glad in it. I'm not looking at the circumstances. I'm not being moved by the affliction, because you said our light afflictions are just for a moment, for they are working for us a more exceeding eternal weight of glory. And as I'm proclaiming the blessing, as I'm confessing the blessings of God, the Bible says in Isaiah 4 and 5, let your glory be my defense. All I have to do is open up my mouth, which is a weapon, and the glory is going to be my defense. Amen. Do I have anybody in here can say amen what I'm saying? Amen. You have to get all the toxic stuff that weighs you down out of the way, and then I begin to look and see who I am in Christ Jesus. So then I begin, Lord, I got on my spiritual armor this morning. Anything that try to hinder my prayer this year, I bind it and I come against it in the name of Jesus. Saint to God, give the devil no foothold. Let him not come in. Dismantle everything that he's trying to do. And Chief, I hope you call me back another day to do this, because I know I won't be able to finish just a little bit. So I'm just going to do a little decree and declaring, Saint, I pronounce a blessing over your life right now in the name of Jesus, but I want you to do it. Amen. The Bible lets us know, Saints, we can command our day. Oh, God, we can do exceedingly abundantly. God, I can do exceedingly. exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, whatever I'm thinking. The Bible says, according to the power that's working in me right now. What's my power source? What my word source is? If I get up early, I get up at 3 o'clock, delighted myself in the Lord. The Bible says he should give me the desires of my heart. So I get up early every morning. God, I thank you. Whatever the desire is, I call those things to be not as though they were. Call them right now in the spiritual realm, saints. I just want you to begin to open up your mouth and call those things to be not as though they were. You want to see your children saved? My children are saved in the name of Jesus. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed coming out according to your word. I thank you that you said you are faithful that promise. God, you said you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ. God, I thank you, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God, I thank you, I'm a victorious saint. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I bless your holy name. Why I bless you? Because by your stripes, God, you said that I am healed. Glory to God. There's no headache. There's no heart attack. There's no high blood pressure. There's no low blood. Glory to God. Every part of my body is lighted up. It's lighted up with the word. I bind every spirit that's come against me. I release peace in my home, peace in my child. God, I won't be fearful. I have courage this morning. I have wisdom. You, God, that you would give to every man a bread of God. He said, ask wisdom. Ask of you, God. God, we ask you for wisdom this morning. We ask you for strategy this morning to do a better job in 2016. Glory to God, we thank you. We bind the devil for every attack that he's come against us to derail us of our purpose, to derail us of our appointments and assignments. Because God, you said you've given us the Holy Ghost. You've given us the gift in the inside of us. That God, you give us eyes to see that we are seer. Is anybody proclaiming the blessing? Complain, proclaim. I don't mean complain. Proclaim. Let it come out of your mouth. In the beginning of Genesis, you see where God spoke. He said, he spoke. It came to pass. What he saw, he called into existence in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer you. Let him answer you right now. Answer. And he said, I will show you out of your eyes great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God, we bind every germ on this earth in the name of Jesus. God, we cause it to leave in the name of Jesus. I've heard so many on the line as they were declaring, God, I thank you. I thank you that somebody's sick, that somebody's mourning, somebody's broke, somebody's hurt. But he says, I have joy for those that mourn. So in the name of Jesus, we speak peace on the line in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm going to close because I have to leave right now. But I am who the Bible says I am. Thank to God you're proclaiming in Corinthians. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm a conqueror, as it says in Romans 8:37. Oh, God, I thank you. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am victorious, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you that I'm walking by faith and not by sight. God, I thank you I'm dwelling in your secret place. And, God, you're covering me every step of the way. You're covering my family in every situation, oh, God. You silencing the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And so as you remember, I'm going to come back on another day. If you would just get just the small things. What you command, he says, command ye me. It is in the word. Command ye me. You have to do it, but not in an arrogant way. But you can command some things to happen in your life. You can command this year. You command your steps. You ask God, order my steps today. You have to walk in the Holy Ghost in order to be in that place. You bind what the enemy is trying to do. Bind witchcraft, curses, amulets, stuff that's come into your house through Rome itself. Curse the spirit off of it in the name of Jesus. Clean the house up in the name of Jesus. Oh, broken stuff, get rid of it. Clean atmosphere of worship and praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And receive every time you pray. I said, Lord, I want to receive a fresh fire, a fresh anointing. Someone on the line, ask God for fresh fire. fire. Fresh anointing, fresh fire, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Every yoke broken against me in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it is so. God designed this day for me. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you. Chief, let me give it back to you. And everybody on the line, if you would just lift up your hands with me and just come on corporately, and we're just going to say, God, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Devil, take your hands off. You have no authority in my household. You have no authority trespassing on my children. In the name of Jesus. Everything is in the name of Jesus. And God, we unite our faith together as believers. Unite your faith. Increase your faith. Oh, God, the Bible tells us to pray in our most holy faith. Oh, God, by faith, in the name of Jesus, we believe it, we believe it, we believe it, we believe it. We won't believe nothing else but what your word says. And God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. God, we take authority over every demonic enemy that's in my territory. In the name of Jesus, in the school, glory to God. You can have, saints of God, whatever you say. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, anything that's impossible, all things are possible with Christ. If you're tired, he said, I will give you rest. If you see somebody that loves you, he said, I love you. If you feel like you can't go on this morning, he said, my grace, just get up in the morning and say, Lord, my grace, I thank you that your grace is sufficient for me. Lord, I can't figure out this problem today. He said, I will direct you and I will order. Order, order, order your step. Trust me, trust me, trust me. I can't do it. I can. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory to glory to glory. Lord, I don't think I can abide. I don't think I know. But he said, I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You give it to me. Give it to me. I'm not worth anything. He said, yes, you are. You belong to me. You're a royal priesthood. Yes, you are. You're mine. I have my hand. I don't care what your past looked like. I don't care what you've done in the past. He said, I can change it. And what you did 40 years, I can deliver you in 4 seconds. And you are a new creature. You have to speak it. I can't manage my money. He said, that's all right. I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to give you an abundance. I'm going to supply all your needs while you're trying to get yourself together. Glory, glory, glory. God, I love you this morning. Lord, I love you. You're the God that's more than enough. God, I thank you. Oh, God bless you, Chief. God bless you, saint. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, blessing, blessing. Come on, saints, blessing. Blessing, blessing, blessing the best you know how. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You may not have the words to say that we say, but thank you. Out of your whole heart. Oh, out of your whole heart. To everything that's weighing you down is out of your heart this morning. Lord, I love you. I'm not going to worry about nothing. I just want to love on you this morning. There's nothing in your heart but God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Take me round, Taya. Higher in you. Glory, 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 glory. The more you bless him, he will bless you. He will bless you. He'll heal the afflictions on the line. He'll heal every infirmity on the line. He'll heal any inflammation on the line. Any sickness, any diseases, any disorder, any abnormalities, it is healed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in prayer, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence is what taken by force. Devil, I'm coming against you this morning. I curse any affliction. I curse it right now and send it, saints, back to the dry places from whence it comes. You don't send it on the earth. You send it off. Send it back to the dry places from whence it to come. We bind it, God, and we thank you. Oh, God, thank you. God bless you, Chief.
Oh, my God. God bless you. That's Ambassador Gail Stith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Thank you.
From Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And amen, let's do, she just talked right here in the name of Jesus. Let's take that teaching and let's utter some of these things here. Amen. Let's utter things over our lives. Loose them over your life. You're more than a conqueror. What do y'all say? You're more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Come on.
I am
more than a conqueror. That's the moment. You two things. You can do all things through Christ. Come on, lose some of your life.
I can do all things through Christ.
I am successful. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Blessings of the Lord are all over me.
Oh,
all over my family.
Thank you, Warren.
All right.
Utter those things over your life.
I have the victory. Amen. Embrace these things. You can think of these things to say, what do y'all been wanting to happen to you? Just utter them. Loose them on this earth. I have great finances. I am successful. All those things. Go ahead and start loosing. Loose. Come on, let's have a time of loosing. You know some things you can say. Come on. Say some things that are blessed over your family. Say some things that are blessed over you. Take time to loose these things. Say them. My son is successful. My daughter is successful. The blessings of the Lord making us rich and added no sorrow. Just loose things like that. Loose them. You know, y'all got it. Come on. Say things that are positive over your life. Come on. Say things that are positive over your life. Y'all going to get it. Amen. Come on. Say things that are possible, positive over your life. Positive over your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right. Amen. I'm gonna give you a... Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
I'm going to give you all an assignment today. I'm going to give you all an assignment. I want you to take time, sit at your desk or what do you have, sit at the kitchen table, whatever you have, and I want you to write down 10 things that you want to loose over your life, 10 things.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's your assignment. 10 things that you want to loose, that you want God to do. That's what I'm saying, that you want God to do for you. And I want you, tomorrow I'm going to ask you to bring those things during our period of loosing blessings. And you can include your children, too, in that. Sure. Maybe on your job you want to bless me on my job. Make them general, because I'm going to ask you to speak them out tomorrow. Amen. 10 things. And we'll see who takes the assignment. I preached this sermon just one time. Don't let me have to ask y'all. I'm not trying to cut y'all. But I want you to catch it. I'm just so adamant about helping you. Amen. The Lord helped me. I want to help y'all. He helped me for me not to just sit there on a log and do nothing. He helped me. So that I can help somebody else. Amen. I want y'all to write down 10 things and bring them tomorrow. And when I ask you to loose things upon yourself and your family, I want you to openly, audibly speak those things out over yourself. For example, let me give you an example. All right, somebody's making noise. I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to mute your line. For example, I want you, one of the things I've been speaking about, I'll be loosing victory. I have victory in my life. I have victory over sin. I have victory over death. I have victory over lack. I have victory over sickness. I have victory in my life. I'll be loosing victory. Because that's what the Lord said to me, that this year is a year of victory. And I'm just giving you an example. But I am more than a conqueror. That will be on my list. On my list will be, I'm coming out with my hands up. Another thing will be on my list. I'm just giving you examples. That doesn't have to be on your list. But I picture this thing when the Lord gave it to me, the Holy Ghost had me to picture it as, you remember in the old church when they would all pray at the same time? It would be a roar of prayer going up. I want it to be a roar of loosing blessings upon you and your family. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because during the day, the devil's going to try to loose curses upon you. He's going to try to loose negatives on you. I want you to do like they used to say when I was a teenager. They used to say, you got to beat him to the punch. Yeah, you got to say it loose the blessings before he tries to loose the curses. Amen. That day. And that's what the Lord gave me to ask you to do this year. Loose blessings. Every time we come together, let's try to loose blessings. When y'all get it, guess what? Many other people are going to get it. You're first partakers. And I want you to get it in the name of Jesus. I wish y'all could really hear the people in Africa. They got it and gone. We just in America are just lagging. Amen. The people over there in India got it and gone. I am great. My mother is great. My children are great. They're just shouting things like that. Hear it in the spirit realm. They're just shouting. I am coming out. God is supplying my everything. They're just shouting things. Y'all are just, my God. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. These folks got it and gone, and y'all still trying to come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. So write down these 10 things that you would like to be loosed over your life. Amen. If you want God to bless your finances, you loose it on yourself. Because I saw in the Word here, I want to read it to you. This is not me. This is the Lord saying this. It's in red writing. Yeah. The Lord's saying this. And it says again, and I'm reading the King James Version. And it says, I give unto you the keys. I give, who is speaking, Jesus, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou loose, whatsoever you, shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you, shall loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. All right? So get ready. Bring that assignment tomorrow. Amen. And when we ask for that assignment, I want you to just shout wonderful things over your life. I don't know who would want to do that. I don't know who couldn't see that that's the Lord and not the devil. The devil comes to steal from you, kill you dead, and destroy you. And here's a man that heard a voice that said, bring 10 things that you want to loose, 10 positive things that you want to loose on this earth over your life and your family. Who said that to me? Was it the devil that said that to me, or was it the Lord?
The Lord.
It was the Lord. So, what is sin? Sin is when you disobey the Lord. So if you don't do that, if the Lord gave it to me, and you don't do that, you're going to have to repent tomorrow because the Lord gave it to me. And you're supposed to have it. And don't let the Lord have to give it to you 10 times before you can get it one time. That's the way the devil wants you to know. I mean, I'm not trying to cut you. I'm just trying to get it to you because I love you. People who love you don't try to help you. People who don't love you will not try to help you. You got what I'm saying. People who love you try to help you, but people who don't love you don't try to help you. Y'all know what I was going to say anyway. God bless you. We love you. All right. Can I get at least 2 praise reports? Amen. Of people who love the Lord and who recognize that the Lord has been good to them. You recognize it. Now, I'm going to have to get them in a hurry because at the close here, we're going to have to get Ambassador-elect Fryers and let her get those persons who want to be on the all-night show. So give me a couple praise reports. Anybody have one? I'm not going to wait on you. Anybody have a praise report? Give it now. All right. Anybody who has a prayer? All right, go ahead.
Elect Mother Wilson.
Yes,
I thank God. I requested prayer for me yesterday. The Lord was blessed. I went to the doctor, and he asked me about some medication that he gave me. I told him I didn't take that. But another doctor told me don't take it, but the Lord is blessing. My leg felt better, and my blood pressure was almost 120 over whatever it's supposed to be. Thank God for that. It hadn't been down that low in a long time, but I'm grateful and I'm praising God this morning that God is so good to me, and I'm thanking him every day. And I know he is loosening my healing all over my body.
All right. That sounds wonderful. You know what? That would have been terrible if you had not told of the goodness of Jesus. That's a miracle. Bringing your blood pressure down and things like that. Amen. Now take that assignment, Mother. Write those 10 things that you want to loose over your whole body, over your family, over everything. Take that assignment. I'm trying to get you miracles like you've never seen in 2016. That's all I'm trying to do. Now, I realize that people who are not taking things like that, they get angry at me. But I'm not against you. I'm trying my best to be a blessing to you. So don't get angry at me. Take it, take it. Who you think is making you angry? It will not be the Lord making you angry if a man is asking you to write down 10 things that you want to loose, positive things that you want to loose over your life. That would be the devil trying to make you angry, demons trying to make you angry. Amen. Take it and go against those demons and see what happens. Their grip on you will loosen. Yeah, they will loosen. That's why they don't want you to take the assignment, because they got a grip on you, and they don't want to lose that grip, because, see, demons are vagabonds. They don't have no place to live. They don't have no home, and they're trying to live inside of you. So that's why they're trying to keep that grip. They don't want to, you know. I just thought about something. I had a situation where someone came to me, and they were telling me about a person who was living in their house. And they didn't charge them any rent. Mm-hmm. And they took care of all the electricity, all the light, all the everything. They said, we just want to be kind. And then they did it for so long, they got tired of it. And they said to them, I'm sorry, but you will have to go now. And they just went to crying like this. Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! They just went to shouting, crying, just shouting, weeping. Amen. Tears running all down their face. And they were trying to move that person with compassion. They had let him stay there I don't know how long. And they said to me, Dr. Johnson, they just went to crying like crazy. I just can't hardly put them out. I said, well, now, let me ask you something. They said, what is it? I said, if somebody took you in and you didn't have any money and they took you in, and they paid for your electricity, they paid for your water bill, they paid for your gas bill, they furnished all the food. You didn't have to buy no food. And then on top of that, they paid for all the rent, for everything you have, they paid for it. And then all of a sudden they said to you, I'm sorry, Sister So-and-so, you got to go now. I can't do it no longer. What would you do? He said, I would do like this. Oh, Jesus, please, Lord, help me. Yeah, see, when you're doing everything for people and you tell them to go, they go like that on you. And you know what? The devil, he may not call the name of Jesus, but if he's been in there and you've been entertaining him and saying, oh, this is a place where you can live by your actions, and he can live there and have all his rent paid and all his lights and gas and everything else, you paying for it. Amen. Even when it comes to being cursed, you paying for it. And everything else, you paying for it. And then you tell the devil, devil, you've been in here long enough, you got to go now. I'm sure he said, oh, Jesus. He won't say, oh, Jesus, but he'll say, oh, no. I ain't got no place to go. You better find some place to go, because I'm not going to pay that electricity no more. I'm not going to pay the gas. I'm not going to pay the water. I'm not going to do anything like that. Yeah, but you got to go. Amen. God bless you. Take one prayer request this morning.
God bless you, Jesus. Yes, right. Amen, amen. God bless everyone on the First Fruit prayer line. I have enjoyed everything I have heard this morning. And thank God for those nuggets and from Ambassador Dr. Spitz this morning. I enjoy. This Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, just want to give a shout out to the Lord for what he has done. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God added on to our church 16 people in last year. And this year, he's already added on another 7 or 8 people joined Sunday, a whole family. And I am praising God because the people said they have been looking for a church home. And when they got there, they started testifying about how different ones had come to them and said different things to them that made them feel so warm and so welcome. And the people were so compassionate, hallelujah. And it just drew them there. And they said, this is it, this is it. And they even was